Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm a little bit off topic, but I want to tell you guys about a new bar in Las Vegas that you should visit next time you're in town.
In beautiful Las Vegas.
Beautiful. Okay, what is it, honey?
It's the Sea Bar.
The Sea Bar.
Up at the Stratosphere. Yeah.
The Sea Bar.
That was a bone of contention. Not a bone of contention, but a topic starter this morning around the breakfast table with Janet and I. Because they're opening a Sea Mart.
Yes.
Here in Washington, D.C.
That's me. I apologize. I'm going to make sure that my phone is turned off next
time. And they're running all kinds of ads for C-Mart. Mm-hmm. And this morning we're sitting around the breakfast table, and she's got the newspaper. And she says, oh, look, they're opening a C-Mart. And I said, yeah.
Time.
Yeah. I said, she had no idea. I said, are you going to go there? She said, oh, I really want to go there. I said, you want to go to C-Mart? She said, yeah, they're really great stores. I said, C-Mart. Don't you get it? C word.
And she was not tracking with the humor?
No, but I did find this out. C word's not such an ugly word with her. I mean, not that she
really?
wants me to like to to lay and whisper it into her ear at night, although maybe that would turn her on.
She can handle it.
I don't think that it's necessarily the deal breaker that it was with Frida.
Really?
Not that I'm going to be throwing it out left and right.
We might be able to bring that up when we have dinner in a couple of weeks because I feel the same way. I don't think it is the same. It doesn't have the same stigma.
Well, here's why.
As it has for me in previous relationships.
And here's why, because what I actually said was, I'm going to use the word runt, okay? So nobody flip out about this. I said, don't you get it? It's like Runt Mart. And I realized as soon as it was like in A Christmas Story, oh, fudge. I said, you know, Runt Mart. And I was like, ah, idiot. And I looked at her. And she's still smiling. She said,
was she laughing?
Yes. She said, oh.
There you have it.
I said, hey.
There's just no other way.
I said,
if she's laughing, you're okay.
Yeah. You know what that means? Like you're not one.
It's a pass. Right.
And she said, what do you mean I'm not one? I said, let's just forget it.
Well, she was laughing. There's still a warning that you should heed.
Yeah.
And that is that, you know, she's, it's still a word that carries with it a great deal of punch.
Trust
me. And if you use it the wrong way.
Anger.
It is, you know what it is? It's still just a wild card.
Right.
Yeah. And hopefully it won't come up for many, many years, you know, where I would have to pull it
but
out.
But you and I have never used that word.
Not to their faces.
Exactly. Not to anybody's face.
Wink, wink.
Right.
Anyway, so there's a Sea Bar.
Uh-huh. Yes.
A Sea Bar.
And it's at the top of the Strat?
Yes.
Is that where you get the big, long, tall, foo-foo glasses, you know, with the in the shape of the Stratosphere?
Yeah, tore up the top, yeah.
You know,
I just thought that was really funny.
CSI had one that night with the girl that got beaten up by the guy with the mask.
Oh, yeah.
She had that drink there, and I actually enjoyed a beverage out of that.
Is it delicious?
A non-alcoholic beverage, as a matter of fact.
Huh. Wonderful.
A little virgin strawberry daiquiri. I had one of those
no
things.
Booze?
It was real hot, Rob. It was real hot. I was kind of recovering from the
hot
night before.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I love Vegas.
Hello. Oh,
hi there. You're on the air.
Right on.
Yes, you are. You are on the air.
How's your Reno, man? I can't even believe this, man. I'm actually on the air. What a dumbass I am.
Okay. Yeah. I pray to God you're not calling to tell us that Anna Nicole Smith is dead.
No, really not. You know,
now, come on. Hey, hold on.
Quit smelling my belly button.
Use your real voice, pal.
Sorry.
Use your real voice, not this
sorry.
Character.
Your Caddy.
Well, she's nice.
Yeah, it's Caddyshack voice. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, do you guys know that there is a C-Mart opening in the area down there in D.C. soon?
Yes.
Now, you're not doing this to be funny, are you?
No, I'm not being funny. I'm being dead serious. There is a C-Mart.
Wait a minute. Now, hold on.
Yeah.
In order for you to call and say that, you heard us reference C-Mart, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, wait. Let me handle this, please.
My mother worked.
No, don't hang up.
Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Okay.
You had to hear Don reference C-Mart. When Don referenced C-Mart, the very way that he started it was to mention the fact that there's one opening up around here. That's how he started the discussion.
I apologize.
No. Stop. Today is the day that we're going to learn everybody good. This is just like when you see news breaking.
Yes, this is unacceptable behavior for callers.
when you hear us talking about something on the show that you think you know something about, don't call.
My mother worked at C-Mart, and I'm being serious.
Yeah, but the fact is, Don said, and I'm going to give a general quote like a listener would hear it.
Yes.
You sit around the coffee table, the breakfast table, they're opening a C-Mart here in town, here in Washington, D.C.
And you did not call and say that your mom worked at C-Mart. You called and said, hey.
They're opening a C-Mart here in Washington, D.C., which he had just said.
Is exactly what we were just railing about with the Anna Nicole Smith thing. Why do you got to call in and tell us what we already know?
I do not think we're being difficult today, and I don't think we're being hard on the listener.
Why do you feel the need to call and tell us things that we know?
Because I screwed up and I missed you saying.
You weren't listening.
Pardon. No, hold on a second.
It's not that you missed. You were so eager to flap your gums that you decided you'd call before you listened.
But, Mike, you made the absolute salient point here that he heard discussion about C-Mart.
Heard it. He wouldn't have called otherwise.
So what point when we discussed C-Mart and I said my girlfriend saw the ad in the paper that they were opening up here, at what point didn't you have a disconnect to go, oh, they're talking about what I was going to call with? Because it all happened, like, within seconds. Hello?
I apologize, and you may now...
No, we're not looking for an apology. We're looking for kind of an explanation.
We want to know why.
You just weren't paying attention?
Yes, and I'm a dumbass. I admit it. I apologize. I'm an asshat.
And if only Arbitron rewarded dumbasses, we would have a 25 share. Are you kidding me?
Jesus Christ.
Can I really just say one thing seriously about
this?
Sure. Because it speaks to what you were saying before the break. When somebody does this, it's really limited what we can say to make it work. Uh-huh. It's almost impossible.
It's
because someone will call, and what you're doing is you are calling us, and without saying it, you're saying, I'm not listening to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when you're doing a little radio show, that's the most important thing,
right,
is to have
wrong.
People listen to us.
We want your contributions. Now, a great call would have been if your mother really does work at C-Mart. That's a great follow-up call.
Precisely.
But unfortunately, that's not how you broach the topic.
In fact, I am really curious about C-Mart because I've seen those ads in there, and they're these kind of cryptic commercials that they're giving for this incredible new store where they have everything, and I'd really like to know what it's all about.
Janet said it's like a Costco thing.
It is.
It's similar like Costco.
Okay.
Would you like to know about the original C-Mart up above Baltimore?
Not really.
Okay.
You hear everything, but you listen to nothing.
I listen to the best radio show there is in the world.
You know, I appreciate the fact that you're just puking out this pablum to us, but
we're just trying to figure it out.
There's a reason why you're on that side of the radio and I'm on this side of the radio.
Yeah, you're saying the right things.
Yeah, but that's what we say.
It's
to people.
Frustrating. You understand our frustration.
Listen, whenever you feel the need to call the show, don't call.
Understood.
Just you.
I can follow that completely.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye. It's one of those days.
Now, has Janet actually been in the store?
Yes. Actually, she told me that it's the second one that they've opened up in the D.C. area.
And just like Costco.
That's pretty similar, but she's excited about it.
Kind of tells me everything I need to know. I hope there's some differences.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Sure. Yeah, women get a 25% discount. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
At the store is hygiene.
Hello, what's up? Hello.
Don and Mike.
For the third time, hello, what's up?
Hey. Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes.
I don't mean to change the subject. I know you guys got pissed off about those people. But what are you guys talking about?
No, you know what we're pissed off now about? We're pissed off about people who call the show and just sit there like goddamn mutes for 15 seconds going, hello, 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 hello.
We said hello. We said, what's up? And then it was you. Nothing it was all you.
Why is that hard for you to comprehend?
This is these are days we have to have occasionally where they're disciplined days for the callers.
Training,
yes. And you're eating something. Or chewing on. What are you chewing on?
That was gum.
Gum. Okay. All right. Spit out the gum, please.
What's happening, Goober?
No, I was just wondering what you guys are talking about those interns you guys need. I was kind of curious.
Are you looking for an intern gig?
Hey, it wouldn't be bad.
Are you currently enrolled at a institution of higher learning?
Yes, I am.
Would it be of a community nature?
Yes, it is. Good guess.
13th grade.
Huh. The position has been filled.
He come down with something.
That's where Don and I are working with one brain right
real
now.
Real unexpected. He come down with something real unexpected. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, did you know they're opening up a Sugar Walmart in Clinton?
Sugar Walmart.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Hi. There's a C-Mart 2 miles from my house. Don't get excited, man.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
We were going to get excited.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's happening?
We're just doing a little show.
Hey, listen, I've been trying to get a hold of you guys
dinosaurs,
forever. I just wanted
boulders.
To say... Yes. I just wanted to have a request for Don. We were talking to that big freaking Barple Papa Ruby chick to use your fat guy voice.
All right, well, that's really Mike's fat guy voice, and you're calling.
Yeah, Mike's fat guy voice.
And you know, not to discipline another caller, but we're not going to have Ruby on the show again unless she has another 93-pound cyst that's removed. So at this point, it's pretty much 20/20 hindsight to call, if you pardon the pun, to say next time you have her on.
I've been trying to get through. You guys are hard to get through to.
Yes. Now, here's another question I have to ask our callers.
Not hard enough.
Yes.
And I'm asking you specifically, is what we did not good enough for you that you feel almost an hour later that you have to call in and say, hey, listen, the next time you have the girl with the cyst on, use your fat guy voice.
What? Oh, man, you got me. I'm just trying to get through.
Yeah.
I got nothing for you. I got nothing.
Right, then don't call.
Oh, I just want to hear the fat guy voice.
He just wants to hear that voice, Don.
Jesus Christ.
That's so wrong. I'm not doing it either.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, how you guys doing, man? Here, Reno calling, man. Love you guys with all my heart. Sure the heck haven't been able to get through with all
except
the
for today.
Love you guys, man, with all my heart, you know.
That's nice.
Yeah?
Goodbye.
Hey, Don and Mike show.
Hey, did you guys hear Anna Nicole Smith died in a C-Mart?
Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Our career hanging in the balance.
Yeah, awesome. What can we do for you? Talk, please.
What's happening?
Hey, I was wondering if the C in C-Mart stood for Cougar.
Cougar Mart. Okay. But, you know, hey, if we play our cards right and we do get some cougars, there's nothing to prevent them from going to a C-Mart opening.
You bet. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Look for the opening.
Hello. You're on the air, Don and Mike.
Let's all pay tribute to the biggest whore in Hollywood that has now passed away.
You feeling broken up about that?
Did Ed McMahon die?
Good. Very good. Way to keep your eye on the ball, Don. Uh-huh.
Quit smelling my belly button.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I just want to try to defend a couple callers if I could.
Oh, please, please, here we go. Judd for the defense.
Good day for it.
This can't end well.
Okay.
Are you doing this legitimately, or are you doing this just because you're starved for attention?
No, legitimately.
All right, go.
When you're listening to the radio and you call in and then we get connected, we lose that delay time that's in there, so we lose a second.
Right, hello, dummy. If you can't handle the fact that when you're on the air, you're hearing things in real time, then you should not be calling a radio show. If your argument for these people is that they're listening on delay, and then when they get on the air, they're hearing in real time, tough teats.
That's why listen to our new rule. If you see or hear news happening, wait 24 hours.
Then don't call.
And I will make sure I don't call.
Very good.
Don and Mike show.
You got it. Another satisfied customer. We're satisfied.
Don and Mike show. You know, there's a lot of times we need the immediacy from our callers, and you guys are never there when we need the immediacy. But something like bloated piggy Anna Nicole Smith dies,
right.
Every friggin' one of you creatures climbs out from under your rock to put a quarter in the phone to call us. Screw off.
You know when we need the immediacy? A little game called Strip Trivia.
Oh, and you leave us hanging there, don't you?
Yeah.
You leave us out doing our pratfalls for you there. Dance, monkey, dance. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Don, I called the other day, and I used a variation of see you in Toledo, and it may have gotten dumped, and I'm just wondering if that was the case. I used the
you
city
used Tijuana.
Of Tijuana.
I remember that.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I don't think that got
through. I think that got through.
Seemed fine.
I'm pretty sure it did. Don't you think Tijuana is better suited, given that it is a T instead of a Toledo?
Yeah, but see you in Toledo is just an old school one that makes a lot of sense. I mean, see you in Tijuana.
I never heard it before, and if you have, I apologize. I didn't know that was the case.
No, and if you know you're making your vacation plans for Tijuana, Mexico, you might want to be aware of the fact that recently the entire police force had their guns taken away they could run ballistic tests on the murders down there.
They have slingshots now.
Yeah, slingshots. Hallelujah. You had that on the news.
Right.
And don't forget the donkey sex shows to die for. When we come back, I know we're going to get to the bottom of. Here we go. We had this guy on the show a couple of weeks ago, rather infamous. He went under the name of JP. Mm. Remember the guy who had the website, mysuperproposal.com?
Right.
Where he was going to get a client to pay $2 million for him to propose to his girlfriend during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. We chatted with him for a good long time.
We watched every commercial during the Super Bowl. Guy's commercial didn't run. Mm-hmm. We'll have the story on why it didn't run and what's going on with him when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.